Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our daily shows of Psychcast. Today, we'll be discussing the science of swearing through the emotional aspect of swearing with Dr. Ngo and Dr. Gelfiel.
Okay, so first off, I'll ask this. What role do emotions play when dealing with swearing, and what are the ways in which emotions are formed?
That's an interesting question. To answer this, we have to look at the components of emotions. You should know that there are five important parts of emotion, including cognitive, physiological, expressive, behavioral, and experiential. First of all, for example, when you have to experience something happen in your life, you experience through the cognitive part of mind when your brain process the information, and then the way you form your thought will lead to an expression. So you will create your expressions through the cognitive part of your mind. Then it will lead to the way you behave and how you express your feeling to the environment. And then after that, after a series of behaviors that was formed, you will acquire a lot of experience to yourself on this topic. So emotions are formed in a way that these five components are interconnected and correlated to each other that help to process the emotion part of human's mind. But hey, I've done quite a few studies on the psychological of swearing, and I'm a bit confused about how people are influenced through the social impact that creates such behavior.
That's a good question. People are influenced through either internal or external factors. Internal factors consist of how you view yourself and is linked with your emotions. If you feel self-conscious, per se, you may be influenced to be antisocial or less open to people and ideas. External factors are more common as they're with interactions through the people you meet and the people who are close to you. These influences may come through persuasion and conformity. So if a person wants you to see the world as they do, or they push you to see the world in a way that their ideals are right and their opinions are right, they will push those characteristics onto you, and then you may choose to adopt them or not, depending on your relationship with the person.
Mm-hmm.
It's different with children, though, as they haven't developed all the personal and interactive skills they need, and I haven't done any research concerning this. So I'm kind of wondering, what are your thoughts on how kids learn?
Oh yeah, I was about to mention that. It's a bit more complicated when it comes to kids, and we don't even know if swearing is formed naturally or through the impact of socialization. But personally, I lean toward socialization as a source of swearing and cursing. It's known as an important part of the language when I'm like, you know, and I'm not surprised when an 11 years old kid like saying fuck you on the street. Like, yeah. The socialization process can be seen in school where they learn from other peers. It's mostly because they want to fit in with their groups at school, and they probably think it's gonna make them look and sound cooler, you know. I mean, we all wanted to be cool back in the day, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and I don't think it's bad that they swear, but it sometimes depends on the purpose of it.
Yes.
Because I think everything has both sides to it, right? What's your opinion about the positive and negative of swearing? I feel like a lot of people prohibit their kids from swearing because it's bad. But I mean, we all swear, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to categorize swearing as simply good or bad. In my experience, swearing is neither. There are ways you can use swearing in both contexts. So you can use it in a positive way, which is just expressing your feelings, whether you're mad, sad, or annoyed with someone or something. Expressing your feelings isn't a bad thing about swearing, since you're doing it in a way that negates other more possibly dangerous methods, like hitting someone or resorting to any other type of physical actions. But obviously there's still that negative part of swearing where you can use words like hate words towards people, but as long as you balance it in a way that you aren't swearing so much that it becomes unnecessary and super expressive.
All right, that's it for today. Thank you, Dr. Yeo, for spending your time with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, we'll see you guys on the next episode of PsychCast. Bye.